Good morning. It is always a blessing to hear the sounds of people of God fellowshipping with one another. So welcome to our time of worship this morning. I want to share a verse of scripture with you this morning that we can be thinking about as we prepare our hearts for worship. It is from Hebrews 12, verse 28, which says, "Let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." So in our worship of God, may we be consumed by the presence of our Holy Spirit. Looking at announcements for the week, I invite everyone to a special presentation two Sundays, October 29th, during the Sunday school hour. Mackenzie will be sharing with us about her mission efforts in southern India, where she's been the last 2 years. She's now back here trying to form a new team to go back. We're not sharing her last name, and we're not sharing the actual agency she's with because of safety and security. We wanted her to share during worship, but because we live stream, that's unsafe. And so she is going to be here during Sunday school on the 29th, so please be aware of that. Who is Mackenzie? I can't say their last name, but her parents are Mark and Tammy, for those of you that know the family. The family of Betty Perry invites you to a celebration of Betty's life that will be held on Saturday, November 4th at 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary. And so the family wants you to be aware of that service. Please look at the announcements on page 6. That shows some things to be aware of and to enjoy. And we have a video about our mission of the month, Operation Christmas Child.
3, 2, 1! When that shoebox is open, they're overjoyed.
You can see them shouting, jumping.
Oh, look at how much they are excited. This is the first time those children are receiving their shoeboxes. They are so happy.
Every box is important because every box is an opportunity to tell a child about God's love, about His Son, Jesus Christ.
If you get the heart of the child, you will reach the heart of the parents, you will reach the heart of the family, and then you will touch the community. That gift box is the beginning into their hearts.
Isn't it incredible how these gifts touch the lives of these children? Every year we see tens of thousands of children discipled, and we couldn't do this without you, so thank you for packing the boxes, thank you for praying for these children around the world. God bless you, and keep packing those boxes.
There are more details about Operation Christmas Child and how we can support that ministry on page 5 in your bulletin. In our time of preparing for worship, I invite our praise team to come forward for our call to worship.
Give Our opening scripture this morning comes from Psalm 32, verses 1 through 11. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Please pray with me. Dear God, may all who have gathered and connected in rejoice and be glad in you, for you indeed are righteous and holy. We come before you in acknowledgement of our sin as we recognize our need to repent. Through the promise of Scripture, we praise you for forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. We offer these prayers from our hearts and the singing from our mouths in honor and praise of you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Hear these words from Psalm 147. Hallelujah! Yes, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing his praises. How delightful and how right. Sing out your thanks to him. Sing praises to our God. Please rise as you're able, and we ask you to do that as we sing. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thank you.
sang a song of thanksgiving, and now we're going to look to worship. I had a commentary come through this month, and it says, one way to look at worship is to think of it as worth-ship. When we worship something, we declare that it is worthy. When we worship God, we do so in response to who he is. Our attitudes and our actions reflect that what we believe is the character and conduct of God is to be worthy of praise and adoration. At times, our worship is expressed through singing, through teaching, and through giving, but it's also expressed daily in our prayer life, in our scripture reading, in our acts of kindness, gratitude, and pure thoughts. Our next song is called My Only Crown with the hymn Fairest Lord Jesus. And listen to the words from that song. Thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown.
Thank you. Will the children come forward, please? How are you guys? Good. Awesome. Do you like fall?
Yeah.
All the pumpkins and things?
Yeah.
How about some pumpkin jokes?
Yeah.
How do you mend or fix a pumpkin? With a pumpkin patch. Not very funny, huh, Carly? Why was the jack-o'-lantern so frightened?
Because he was scary.
He had no guts. Glad I got an audience out there. Okay. Do you know we Christians are like pumpkins? We're not round and chubby like this? No. Well, we are. We are like pumpkins because who picked us from the patch? God picked us from the patch. He picked each one specifically. Have you ever gone to a pumpkin patch and picked out a pumpkin? Do you look for the perfect pumpkin, the one that looks the best to you?
No.
That, well, God does that. He picks each one of us special. And if you pick a pumpkin from the pumpkin patch and you bring it to your house, sometimes it's dirty from sitting there in the field. Well, God picked us, and sometimes we're kind of dirty. He washes us off. And he makes us special. And inside us, sometimes there's yucky stuff. There's yucky stuff, just like, okay, it's already cut. Whoa, there it goes. Okay, boy, it got stuck together. Okay, just like in us, sometimes. Have you ever touched the inside of a pumpkin? Yeah? You can touch it if you want. It's gooey. It's kind of yucky. You want to touch it? Okay. There you go. Yeah. Ugh. You don't think it's yucky? I think it's kind of yucky, but that's all right. But there's lots of yucky stuff.
Sticky?
Mm-hmm. And there's seeds. Okay. They're seeds. That's right. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we have yucky stuff and seeds inside us. Sometimes it's seeds of jealousy. Maybe it's seeds where we're not being real honest. It's kind of doing some naughty things sometimes. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Sometimes all those things are inside us. And God makes us special. And you can take a seat. Okay. How about we do that after a little bit? Okay. All right. But he picks us. He gets rid of the yucky stuff. And before long, can you pull on that bag? Thank you. We have a beautiful smiling face. A smiling face. God can put a smile on us. And what we can do, I forgot my light, but we can put a light in this pumpkin and make it shine. Kind of like God can put a light in us and make his love shine because we can share it with others. So we are like a pumpkin.
Can I see the face?
Can you see the face? Oh, you didn't get to see the face? Here. There we go. Okay, there's the face. And it makes us smile. Because that's the price I paid for that.
There's a seed side there. There's a seed.
Okay. How about if we pray quick, okay? All right. Dear Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you for picking us special, for getting rid of some of our yucky stuff, for forgiving us, and putting a smile on our face and light of your love in our heart. Be with each one here. Amen.
A great lesson. Just wondering what those kids are doing with those sticky hands. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Wonderful and amazing God, we thank you for simple lessons that we can gather from pumpkins. And we thank you that you have removed the gunkiness of our lives as we come before you and express our need for forgiveness. And we offer our promise of repentance. We thank you for your mercy and for your love. And amazing God, we gather as those who have caught a glimpse of the glory and the goodness that you intend for your creation. The vision that you give us makes us ever restless in this world as we yearn for your fuller revelation in time and in history. What we have learned from the teachings of Jesus, a world in which there is peace and unity and freedom from worry and hatred, what we have learned from the teachings of Jesus causes us to look towards a glorious future with you. We thank you for your hope. We thank you for your promise of everlasting life. In the reality of a war in Israel, in the continuing reality of the threat and the acts of terrorism, in the knowledge of violence and strife throughout our own nation, hearing and seeing accounts of hatred and prejudice, Lord, we pray for your will to be accomplished, for your will to be done. We pray that you would free us and free your world from all bondage of sin and futility. Make us your true daughters and your true sons through the creative power of your Holy Spirit at work within us. Lord, as your people, as your followers, as your disciples and apostles of this day, we pray that your Spirit would fill us with the light of Jesus Christ, that we would continue to be ambassadors of your grace and mercy. Lord, as a congregation, we pray for Mary Ellen Johnson, who's dealing with a painful case of shingles. We pray for reduction of that pain. We pray for it to go away. We thank you for Mary Ellen's faith and pray that she would just continue to endure through this time. We continue to pray for Leah. We pray for Jean and Tom and Alice and Diane and Jack as they continue to go through times of treatment and times of recovery. Lord, may they know your healing. May they know your peace. We pray for Monty and we pray for Larry. Lord, we offer up prayers of safety and prayers of peace for those serving in the armed forces. We pray for Brendan and Callie and Kyle, for Braden and Jared, for Taylor and Shane, and for Steve. Lord, we pray that in this time of worship, you would unite us through the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit, especially as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
As the team is coming forward, our sermon hymn is called I Go to the Rock. And as we read in this morning's opening psalm, it talked about the waters rise, but they won't reach us. And God is our hiding place. He will protect us from trouble and surround us. So please stand as you're able and join us in I Go to the Rock.
Amen.